a time of deep snow. Within the longhouse, people have settled into the rhythm of winter. At times, the wind blows down through the hole in the roof above the central fire. It fills the air with smoke so thick that families on one side of the big building can barely see families 30 feet away on the other side. The people sit on robes of animal skins. They busy themselves with the repair of clothing and weapons. They do quill work and carve stone pipes, and when the weather is cold and clear, the men walk out to play the snow snake game. They drag a log across the snow to make a groove, then they fling long sticks along that track as far as they can go, betting on whose snake will go furthest. Sometimes the best player throws his snow snake so that it whistles along the packed crust for more than a mile. In the old days, those long months between first frost and spring thaw were not merely times waiting for the first breath of spring. In fact, it was a time many people looked forward to eagerly, especially the children and those who kept the hearts of children within their breasts. For it was a time when the storytellers would once again tell the tales of wonder. The fire burns at the center of the Elmbark Longhouse. People of all ages gather now around the old man or woman who knows how things came to be, why things are as they are, the stories which teach people how to live in balance. Many years ago and today, the old longhouses are gone, their walls of elm bark returned to the earth, but the people of the longhouse, the Iroquois people, they still live. And the snow snake game is still played, and in the new longhouses, white wooden buildings, which resemble old country schoolhouses sometimes, traditional Iroquois people gather around the wood stoves and follow the old ways. And some of the people remember and tell of the stories of the gifts of life given them by Grandmother Earth, by the Creator, the Good Mind. As others watch television sets, flicker the myths of another people, myths which are pale in comparison to the old stories. Perhaps the buffalo have gone from the salt licks near Onondaga Lake. Perhaps Iroquois people drive cars to work. But as a wise Seneca leader once said, our religion is not a thing of paint and feathers, but of the heart. So it is true of the stories of the Haudenosaunee, the longhouse people. Their stories do not need longhouses made of elm bark or fur robes or ceremonial garments to come alive. They only need the right spirit. And now that old person raises a hand. Everyone is silent, waiting for the words to be spoken. I will now tell a story. Ho! And with one voice, the audience answers, we are listening. Hey!